Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
From KQED in San Francisco, I'm Alexis Madrigal. My 7-year-old has a favorite saying that we hear at least once a day, "I don't know what to do," which, it turns out, is an amazing way to get other people to lay out some options for stuff to do. And, well, after some pandemic-weirded summers and our long, wet winter, I dare say that the people were ready for the summertime. But what should we do? Do you even remember how to do summer? I'm not sure I do. Luckily, we're going to bring you some experts who can tell you all the fun things, music, movies, tomato festivals, all that kind of stuff. So stay tuned, get your calendar ready. We're going to fill it out right after this news. Welcome to Forum. I'm Alexis Madrigal. Oh man, it is nearly summer. I'm just over here waxing my white shoes to wear after Memorial Day. I'm freezing extra popsicles. I'm packing a go bag filled with fleece for a trip to Ocean Beach. I'm thinking about going to a music festival for the first time since the Warped Tour in 1999. Yes, after this winter, I am going to summer so hard. To help me figure out how to dive headfirst into summer in slow motion in a pink flamingo bathing suit, I'm joined first by two friends of the show, Gabe Moline, senior editor with KQED Arts and Culture. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks, Alexis.
And we have Azucena Racia, arts and community reporter at Oaklandside. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Gabe, pretend I have a 10-year-old child, just purely hypothetically, and I haven't done anything fun for a decade, again, purely hypothetically. What are the big tent poles of kind of a Bay Area summer stuff?
Oh, man. For a 10-year-old child?
No. For me, not having done anything fun in 10 years.
For you? Oh, yeah. Boy. I don't know where to begin. There's so much. The Stern Grove Festival is happening again this year. There's some incredible headliners there. Patti Smith, Flaming Lips, Santa Gold, Angelique Kidjo. That, of course, is free. We're all very excited about J.J. Fad performing at the Mosswood Meltdown in Mosswood Park in Oakland, along with Kathleen Hanna's great band Le Tigre, Gravy Train, and ESG.
Tell us a little more about Mosswood Meltdown. We can just dilate there for a second.
It's great. It's always hosted by John Waters. It is like sort of like the punk's grown-up festival in a way. It's Mosswood Park is a great natural sort of amphitheater-like setting for it. Bikini Kill headlined there last year. It's a very inclusive, very sort of progressive festival. A lot of the problems we see with bigger corporate festivals have been solved by the punks behind Mosswood.
So cool. Azucena, how about you? Are you looking forward to any like particular music festivals?
You know, obviously the one music festival that everybody's looking forward to is one, Outside Lands. To Hiro Day, of course, on September 3rd. And one that isn't necessarily all music, but I think everyone should check out, is the Oakland Art and Soul Festival. And that takes place on September 3rd. And that basically takes over downtown Oakland. And it's music, is art, is vendors. It's everything that is amazing about Oakland in like one centric place.
It's also like usually warm enough by September 3rd that it feels like you want to go hang around outside. Just as a little preview for folks, we've got the band The 1975 playing the song Happiness. They're going to be at Outside Lands. Let's listen. This is the band, The 1975. The song is Happiness. They're playing at Outside Lands, which, of course, is one of the really big music festivals. Gabe Moline,
We've got Bottle Rock. That's coming up in the North Bay, right? Who's at Bottle Rock this year? That's also this weekend, right?
That is this weekend, yeah. The Red Hot Chili Peppers are probably the big headliner there.
Lizzo. Lizzo is the
Lizzo,
headliner.
Well, yeah. I'm going with the populist picks here, Alexis. Also up in Napa is the Blue Note Jazz Festival, which happened last year for the first time, and it's returning this year. It's sort of like the grown and sexy jazz festival with jazz and a lot of hip-hop. It's got headliners Mary J. Blige, Nas, Chance the Rapper, Rakim, Madlib, Diggable Planets. It's all thrown together by Robert Glasper, the keyboard player. That is up in Napa in late July. And of course, I don't know, you know, this 1975 fellow I've heard is a minor figure that is associated with our reigning queen, Taylor Swift, which brings us to giant tours that are coming to the Bay Area. Taylor Swift, of course, Beyonce, both at Levi's Stadium, The Cure this weekend, Alicia Keys at Oakland Arena, Blackpink at Oracle Park, Lionel Richie's coming to Chase Center, Melanie Martinez, Larry June, Weezer. I'm taking my daughter to see Weezer. She's of that age now. So keep your eyes peeled for a bunch of giant tours, too.
Does the sweater song still work for kids that age?
She has learned how to play it on the guitar. I'm very proud.
Amazing.
Yeah.
We're talking about things to do around the Bay Area this summer after our beautiful, long, wet winter. We're joined by Gabe Moline, senior editor with KQED Arts and Culture, and Azucena Racilla, arts and community reporter with Oaklandside. We'd love to hear from you. What are you most looking forward to doing this summer in the Bay Area? Is it going to see Lizzo? Is it going to see Taylor Swift? Is it just, you know, going for long runs out in the East Bay where it actually gets hot? You can give us a call. The number is 866-733-6786. We want to hear your Bay Area summer tradition. The number is 866-733-6786. The email is forum@kqed.org. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We're KQED Forum. As I say, I have a Bay Area summer tradition, and it is that the second there's a day where it's going to be like 61 and foggy in Oakland, but it's going to be like 80 in Lafayette, I go through the tunnel, I go out to like Briones or any of those big parks out there, and I like hike and go running, and I feel like I get a dose of real summer. Even though it seems unreal, it could be 15 or 20 degrees warmer out there. Is there something you do when, you know, you start getting to June, you start getting into summertime? Like, do you have a Bay Area summer tradition?
I don't know necessarily that is a Bay Area summer tradition, but I think one thing that I picked up more so during the pandemic was just go on hikes. I mean, all throughout the Bay Area, right? There's so many beautiful parks and places where you can go. And every single park that you visit to go on a hike, it's almost a little micro climate in itself. Mm. That's what's so beautiful about the Bay Area. I mean, I love Redwood Regional. Obviously, that's probably one of my favorites. Leona Heights, there's just so many. But that's sort of one of the things that that I do. And of course, trying to get in, and you know, once it gets to 75, for me, that's already way too hot. So some sort of like a body of water, not Lake Merritt, please, if you're listening, don't do that. But yeah, a body of water, I think that's also my favorite. I don't know that I have a favorite necessarily in the Bay, but obviously people should take advantage of their local public pools. I think it's just such a great resource for kids. Obviously, all the pools offer kids programming, but for adults too, Mills College, which is now Northwestern University, they have the pool is opened. Now it's open again for lap swim for adults every day, pretty much Monday through Saturday. So I think those are the two things.
Yeah, Northeastern, I think. Yeah, Northeastern. Gabe, here's my other new tradition I'm hoping to get started. I'm going to try to swim in the Bay this summer. I'm going to try on a wetsuit this weekend. Like, I'm getting ready. Do you have a new tradition you'd like to get going this summer?
Oh, my goodness. I fall back on the old ones. You know, my summertime traditions are A's games, definitely. They're cheap. You get there by BART. On Sunday, kids get to run around the bases in the afternoon. They're doing fireworks shows as usual. This year, they're themed around Pixar, Star Wars. Latin music, and they're doing a History of Hip Hop fireworks show for the 50th anniversary of hip hop. I also make a point to get down to Great America. I just want to remind people that it is still a magical, beautiful place. It was recently announced that it's going to be closing in the next 5 to 10 years. But yeah, Great America is just a standby. I have to bring Advil now because the second loop on the demon really does it to you. those are my old traditions. I don't know, as far as new traditions, I just want to, after the last 2 or 3 years, I really just want to get out and get to more music, more theater, more, more things. I've never been down to the San Jose Jazz Summer Fest. And this year, they've got Patrice Rushen, they've got the Bad Pless, they've got Marcus Miller. That's in early August, and just down there on the downtown plaza there, it just sounds great.
So I have not been to a music festival since I had kids, which was 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I've been thinking about, there's a festival called the Reset Festival, which I swear to God, it seems like it's exactly targeted at people who had kids 10 years ago. one of the headliners on one of the days is LCD Sound System. Let's listen into one of their newer songs, New Body Roomba. I never deny it. That is the band LCD Sound System. Broke up for a while. Now they're back. New Body Roomba, very popular in certain hipster quarters in the early 2000s. What do you think about this festival, Gabe? I mean, it's got Boy Genius, which has Sophie Bridgers. It's got Steve Lacy, I know, which is a big Steve Lacy. I feel like is the patron saint of the KQED arts team. are you gonna try and get down there?
I may. We'll see. It's funny, these festivals you mentioned, like it's a festival that seems marketed towards people who had kids 10 years ago. And we see a lot of the When We Were Young festival, is the biggest national version of that. There's also like people who are trying to attract Gen Z, organizations and areas that typically don't. Classical music, I'm thinking of in particular. And there's a very amusing event happening at Davie Symphony Hall on July 29th. It is Tchaikovsky meets Drake. And it is literally a mashup between the music of Tchaikovsky and the famous Canadian rapper Drake with the San Francisco Symphony. Also, in June, right down the street, Andre Nicotina, San Francisco icon, is doing his own like classical, Nicotina music reimagined by a classical ensemble at the Herbst Theater. I'm kind of fascinated by that phenomenon.
Yeah, same. We're talking about things to do around the Bay Area this summer with Gabe Moline, senior editor of KQED Arts and Culture, and Azucena Racilla, arts and community reporter at Oaklandside. Going to be joined by more experts on what to do. We want to hear about your Bay Area summer traditions. Give us a call. The number is 866-733-6786. That's 866-733-6786. The email is forum@kqed.org. Maybe you should tell me where I should go swimming in the Bay this summer. I'm Alexis Madrigal. Stay tuned for more right after the break.
This is Barbara Leslie, president of the Oakland Port Commission. Oakland International Airport, OAK, is proud to bring you this podcast of KQED's Forum. When you're choosing your next adventure, the smart and convenient choice is to fly the East Bay Way from OAK to destinations across the USA and Mexico. And when you return home, tune in to KQED, always bringing us remarkable stories about who we are and where we live. Enjoy today's episode of Forum.
Support for Forum is sponsored by Stanford's Master of Liberal Arts program. Have you found yourself reflecting on your life and education? Perhaps you think it's too late or you're too busy to earn a master's degree. Stanford's part-time MLA program is designed for anyone, from recent college grads to retirees, who'd like to pursue an interdisciplinary course of study in the liberal arts. MLA students also enjoy access to the world-class facilities on the Stanford campus. Information session held May 16th. Learn more at mla.stanford.edu.
Welcome back to Forum. I'm Alexis Madrigal. We're talking about things to do around the Bay this summer with Azucena Racilla, arts and community reporter at Oaklandside, and Gabe Moline, senior editor with KQED Arts and Culture. Want to add Johnny Hayes, that is AKA Johnny Funcheap, who's the founder of Funcheap SF and co-founder of Rush Ticks. Welcome, Johnny. Can you hear me, Johnny? Well, I'll tell you what a listener has to say first. One listener writes in to say, my aunts take me and my cousins to the International Gem and Jewelry Show in San Mateo in July. It's a convention hall of vendors selling sparkly beads, gemstones, and crystals, and all kinds of jewelry and accessories. We spend all day there and always walk away with something new. I love the idea of these tiny little shows. Oh man, that one actually sounds kind of big. Azucena, have you been to any of that kind of thing? Are there ones that you can think of in that realm?
God, now you caught me.
I know. Sorry, I'm stumping you.
Stumping me here. Yeah, trying to look to think about that. No, I'm going to say no.
Of that kind of show?
Yeah, nope. Johnny?
Or Gabe?
Hi there. Yes, I am here.
Oh, Johnny. Hey, what's up,
sorry,
Johnny?
About that. I was muted and I am no longer muted.
Talk to us a little bit about your sort of specialty. Is the fun
yeah.
cheap thing.
Yeah. So I run a website in San Francisco in the Bay Area called Fun Cheap. So mostly we focus on things to do that are either free or really affordable or a fantastic deal. It's sort of my life's passion. I came to San Francisco and was broke, unemployed, and bored, and just started to put together a list of all the cool stuff to do in the Bay Area, and then unintentionally turned it into a business, and I hope people like what we do, and we get a lot of great recommendations from people. So it's been really good to hear other people's recommendations here. And you were talking about swimming. You want some swimming ideas for the summer?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Great. Okay. Well, I'm going to start with some bad news for you, which is that there are a couple of very popular swimming locations that are actually going to be closed for the summer in 2023. One is Contra Loma Lagoon in Antioch. That's closed all summer, unfortunately. And the Hamilton Pool in San Francisco. In the Fillmore is one of the only indoor pools, I think, in the Bay Area that has water slides, and that is closed for repairs. And I was really bummed to read that. But now we can get to the good news, which is that starting on Memorial Day weekend is when a lot of the pools and the swimming areas open up. One that's opening up on Saturday is Don Castro Swim Lagoon. That's in Hayward. It's a chlorinated lagoon. It's open from May until September, and it's $3. And then probably one of my favorite places in the entire Bay Area for swimming is Spring Lake Water Park in Santa Rosa in Sonoma County. It is, again, it's a chlorinated spring-fed swimming lagoon, but they have an inflatable water park, they've got floating slides and climbing walls and bridges and balance beams, and it's open every year from Memorial Day weekend to Labor Day. It's $10 per person per session, and adults are okay, and anybody, kids 6 and over, as long as they're 42 inches tall, they give you, there's a lifeguard, free life vests, and so that could be a really fun experience in Sonoma County this
that
summer.
Sounds awesome. Hey, Gabe. I think of you as the unofficial mayor of Santa Rosa. Is this something you know about, or is this like even a hidden gem for people?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, the Spring Lake Swimming Lagoon is legendary. I learned how to swim there and at Ridgeway Pool in Santa Rosa. Johnny, you mentioned indoor water slides. I think Mill Valley has an indoor pool that has a water slide as well. I went there once. Alexis, I don't have any tips for Bay Area swimming for you, unfortunately. There's a lot of, like, in-the-know, hush-hush swimming holes all around Sonoma County that I cannot reveal on the radio because I don't want to blow up the spot. Those are, you know, find a local, gain their trust, and
have them lead you to the promised land.
Yeah.
Now, definitely. If you want to get wet, but you don't want to go swimming. San Francisco is doing something kind of fun this summer. There's a location called The Crossing at East Cut. It's where the old temporary Transbay terminal used to be in south of Market.
Oh, yeah.
And on June 10th, they're hosting what I think is the first ever city-run water balloon toss competition. So it's open. It's really big. It's 200 adults and 100 kids. They're going to pair you with a partner. It's free. And they're going to have, you know, where you toss the water balloon, you take a step back. They've got a separate competition for the kids and for the adults. And then the winner gets a $100 gift certificate. It's part of the East Cut Summer Block Party on June 10th in San Francisco. So that way you can still have a lot of fun if it ever weather ever really warms up here in San Francisco.
Oh, man, I love a water balloon toss. Although here on my block here, we have a block party in which we do an egg toss, which is sort of gross. But, you know, the stakes, you got to raise the stakes a little bit, you know. Let's bring in Ryan in San Jose. Welcome.
Hello. So I am a working parent. My wife and I, we have three kids in elementary school. And fortunately, during the summer, my boss lets me work more from home. And so then at about 1 o'clock, pack up the kids. We go to our community pool where we're members. There's lifeguards. They do otter pops every 45 minutes and they have Wi-Fi. So then I can work for 2-3 hours in the afternoon. The kids swim. If it's too hot, I can jump in and swim in between meetings. And it's just a lot of fun and a really nice rhythm for our family to sort of put school away and work a little bit slower pace. And then we're super excited to see Blackpink at Oracle Park this summer. We discovered them right at the end of 2019, and they got us through.
They were your pandemic jam.
Yes. And so when they did their live show that was broadcast around the world, we watched that, we streamed their Coachella show, and now everyone's super excited to go watch them in person at Oracle Park and eat all the delicious food there. We're super excited for that.
Is that the kids' first concert?
Yes.
Like it's big show. Oh, man, that's fun.
It is. I told them, that's not how it usually goes. You don't get to see your first concert as your first, favorite band. But oh, well.
You know, I was just saying, I have to say, this actually sounds to me like an advertisement for San Jose, where you can actually go to the pool on a Friday and, you know, hang out with the kids. Do you have a family thing for the East Bay as an Oakland side person? Just, you know, feel like kind of to answer that this is sort of a San Jose special as I was thinking about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's several actually family oriented. It's sort of fun for the parents and the kids. One event that happens every year that always catches my attention is Circus Bella. They do free shows in the park. It's just a group of, you know, theater clowns and whatnot, and they get together in different parks around Oakland and Richmond, and they do these free shows. They just show up, be here for the show, enjoy it. So they are going to be. I knew that I was gonna forget the dates, but they're gonna be in Oakland on June 8th, in Richmond on June 18th, and then back in Oakland July 13th and July 14th. So on the website, they're going to post exactly where they're going to be at circusvela.org. That show is just really fun. It's just something free to do. You know, you take your kids. So that's one. I, of course, got to shout out Children's Fairyland, right? They have tons and tons and tons of activities all throughout the year. I've been covering, obviously, Fairyland since the pandemic, and there's a new executive director, Kimberly Miller. And one thing that she's really passionate about is finding ways to make Fairyland more equitable, more accessible for families who, you know, might not be able to afford getting into Fairyland. So they started a new initiative, Fairyland for All, where folks who cannot quite afford the entrance can get in for $5. And then they get, you know, after three visits, then they get a year membership. But all throughout, I mean, they have the summer sleepovers from June through August. They have the book festival on June 3rd. I mean, if you go on the website, they just have events all throughout. And of course, for grown-ups, they do have several Fairyland for Grown-Ups events all throughout the year as well.
So cool. Also, the thing you love about Fairyland is that, like, it isn't too new. It's kind of like classic Coke, you know? And it's, and in that way, Gabe, it kind of reminds me of Sonoma Train Town. You know, like, it this is a legacy classic experience.
Yeah, Train Town is absolutely a place that I will drive a half hour to just to spend a couple hours at. In addition to the train, they have a fantastic roller coaster that's really short and really does the trick. Got merry-go-rounds, carousels, plane rides. It's a perfect place to bring kids. Also up there, I think a good kid activity is, in fact, Transcendence Theater Company. If you have a budding stage actor kid, these are performances by Broadway professionals in the open air of Jack London State Park in Glen Ellen. Those are really cool. Also in the East Bay for kids, there's the Sandcastle Contest at Robert Crown Memorial State Beach. This is, you have got 3 hours to make the most epic sandcastle possible. The whole thing's free. That's on June 10th. And also on our guide that was put together by Emma Silvers, don't forget the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk their summer movies. This year they're showing Selena, Minions, Shrek, Labyrinth, and of course, The Lost Boys.
Oh man, the Minions night. Going to be lit. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention a pretty awesome theater company that one of my friends runs called We Players, which sort of lets you do site-integrated theater. So you can go, their most recent thing was Adventures with Alice, which was sort of Alice in Wonderland in Golden Gate Park.
Yeah.
So, you know, other people are there and you get to do all this stuff. And the what they're doing this summer is at Cal Shakes in Orinda, and it's called The Keeper. I think that's August 18th through the 27th. That's a really kind of amazing experience to be like watching an Alice in Wonderland interpretation as like people like run by and trying to figure out what's going on.
Those site-specific theaters were really, really great. We're looking forward to the Oakland Theater Project. It's been doing shows in the parking lot of Flax Art and Design in Oakland. They're doing Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf in late May and June, the Edward Albee play. Most people know it from the movie with Liz Taylor and Richard Burton. The big one coming to theaters this summer is the Soul Train musical. It's called Hippest Trip. Questlove is a producer. This is definitely Broadway bound. If you grew up watching Don Cornelius and Soul Train like I did, it's really, really going to be great. It's interesting that it's, you know, having its world premiere in the Bay Area. We had Jay Payton here, you know, the host of Soul Is and the Jay Payton Show. I love Soul Train, but I would love to see a Jay Payton musical eventually at some point. Mm-hmm. Another big touring show is Into the Woods, the Sondheim Classic, which is coming to the Curran June 20th. This is a touring Broadway production, and it actually has a lot of the original Broadway cast with it, this show that won 6 Tony Awards. Also down in Mountain View, Steel Magnolias is being put on by TheaterWorks Silicon Valley. They're taking this classic story most people know from the movie. It's got a black cast, and it's set in a southern salon. And also, speaking of movies that theater people love, A Chorus Line. The San Francisco Playhouse is doing that starting June 22nd. It's just one of the great pieces of theater about theater.
That's cool. Let's add another voice into our discussion. Pete Crooks is a senior writer and editor at Diablo Magazine. Welcome. Hey, Pete, are you there?
Okay, unmuted. Can you hear me?
There we are. Just making sure we're still partially in the pandemic. So to talk to me, I'm going to have you talk to Pat in Marin. Hey, Pat. Welcome to the show. Pat Marin. It's Friday. It's Friday, everyone. Pat, we'll come back to you. Let's talk swimming holes. That's what I wanted to talk to you about here first. Do you have sort of great swimming spots in the sort of East Bay, as I think of it?
Absolutely. the I was really enjoying the conversation you guys were having just a minute ago. But yeah, we're well represented in the East Bay. One place for an indoor pool that's really worth knowing about is the Richmond Plunge. Mm. It's a 1920s building, warm water pool, and it was renovated, given a like head to toe renovation in 2010. So it's like a brand new pool, and they're open 7 days a week. You want to check their website with the city of Richmond for what time to go, because they have a very structured schedule of open swimming and activities and adults only and kids only. But it is a spectacular pool, and it's right by the coastline too. So just a 2 minute drive and you can go check out the a really interesting view of the Golden Gate Bridge and the whole San Francisco Bay. Call Canyon Lagoon in Crow Canyon area in Castro Valley, is a fantastic outdoor lagoon with play area and just really a beautiful, tranquil spot and great for kids. The sandcastle in Alameda, that sandcastle building contest was mentioned, but the lake at Tilden Park as a swimming hole in the Oakland Hills is another spectacular outdoor plunge.
You mentioned the Richmond Plunge, which is right, you know, it's in Point Richmond, basically, for people who know. It's kind of like right on the bay. You kind of go through this tunnel, and then there's a little beach called Keller Beach. And it's one of the most beautiful spots in the bay, super hidden gem level little beach. And that's actually where I got my desire to swim in the bay. When you go there, there's all these people who just arrive at the beach and you're just sitting there, you know, on like staring at the water, and they just put on their, you know, they take off their jackets and they just go right into the bay and you watch them swim out. And to me, it just looked like basically being a superhero, you know. It's an amazing, amazing spot.
That is a beautiful spot. In the more suburban East Bay, Martinez has a very new aquatic center, Rankin Aquatic Center, that's a great day trip for families with young kids, splash pools, slides. And then the city of San Ramon has a giant Olympic size pool and aquatic park. That's some serious swimmers out there, but those are both great public pools that we have in the East Bay suburbs.
That's so cool. We're talking about things to do around the Bay this summer. We've got Pete Crook, senior writer and editor at Diablo Magazine. We've got Gabe Moline, senior editor, KQED Arts and Culture. Azucena Racilla, arts and community reporter with Oaklandside. And we've also been joined by Johnny Hayes, a.k.a. Johnny Funcheap. If you want to hear and know more about what's happening that doesn't cost a lot of money, go to funcheapsf.com. Thanks so much for joining us, Johnny.
My pleasure. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to step on you. I just wanted to see if you want to hear about free summer concerts or free movies.
We've got to go to a break. We're going to hear, this is the Snarky Puppy. This is their song, RLs. They're going to be live at Stern Grove on June 18th. I'm Alexis Madrigal. Stay tuned for more right after the break.
This is Barbara Leslie, President of the Oakland Port Commission. Oakland International Airport, OAK, is proud to bring you this podcast of KQED's Forum. When you're choosing your next adventure, the smart and convenient choice is to fly the East Bay Way from OAK to destinations across the USA and Mexico. And when you return home, tune in to KQED, always bringing us remarkable stories about who we are and where we live. Enjoy today's episode of Forum.
Support for Forum is sponsored by Stanford's Master of Liberal Arts program. Have you found yourself reflecting on your life and education? Perhaps you think it's too late or you're too busy to earn a master's degree. Stanford's part-time MLA program is designed for anyone, from recent college grads to retirees who'd like to pursue an interdisciplinary course of study in the liberal arts. MLA students also enjoy access to the world-class facilities on the Stanford campus. Information session held May 16th. Learn more at mla.stanford.edu.
Welcome back to Forum. I'm Alexis Madrigal. We're talking about things to do around the Bay this summer, joined by Pete Crook, senior writer and editor at Diablo Magazine, Gabe Moline, senior editor at KQED Arts and Culture, and Azucena Garcia, arts and community reporter with Oaklandside. Earlier, we were joined by Johnny Hayes, a.k.a. Johnny Funcheap, and we're about to bring on Lance Gardner, events producer with KQED. Welcome to the show, Lance.
Good morning, Alexis.
So, Lance, we have a slate here at KQED that of live events over the summer. Do you want to give us the events? But what's sort of like the theory behind how we're doing these events?
The theory behind our events is that we don't do what other people do. You know, we are a very broad and cultured organization that can bring lots of people in from different directions and do lots of interesting things with them. So we try to be as journalistic as we can while having as much fun as we can.
Yeah. So tell us about a couple of the ones we have coming up. Like on June 20th, we've got Dating with Daya. Yeah,
Dating with Daya is a game show that we created. It's an original game show live on our stage. And this time around, we're celebrating Pride Month. So we bring people together in a dating show format where we have three contestants who are outside of the space and one center of attention. The contestants vie for a date with the center of attention, and then we send them off to a restaurant that's chosen by Cecilia Phillips of Check Please Bay Area. And after that, the audience can mingle in the lobby, and it's like a singles night, so we're hoping to connect people.
Is it is it funny because it's awkward, or is it funny because it's sweet, or what combination?
It's both, yeah. Hopefully, it's funny because it's awkward, for sure, but our host, Daya Lakshminarayanan, makes sure that that she has the reins, and she does a little bit of roasting, makes people feel comfortable, but, you know, isn't afraid to make fun of them.
That's great. Tell us about a couple others we got coming up.
Sure. I'm really excited about July 13th. We have something we're calling Curious Cocktails. This is going to be a cocktail night upstairs in our boardroom hosted by Olivia Allen Price, who is the host and editor of Bay Curious. And folks will get to make cocktails. There'll be some lessons. There'll be some storytelling. So that's something we haven't done before. We're also doing, I can't say the name of the restaurant, but we're doing a pop-up of a restaurant here on site, again, in our boardroom. And it'll be a very exclusive ticket where you'll get to eat something that is fresh, farm fresh, and the menu is designed just for us. We've also got Alice Waters is going to be joining us for an interview at the Herbst Theater. So we don't only do stuff here at 2601 Mariposa, but we also rent out spaces around the Bay Area. So a lot of really interesting things to be excited about.
That's cool. Also, for those who don't know, the boardroom is a really beautiful space that kind of overlooks a lot of the Mission. It's a really fun spot. I want to bring in Colin in Healdsburg. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. What's your summer pick here?
So I work for a nonprofit in Healdsburg called AV Film, and we're based around the community and education about filmmaking and media literacy. Hmm. So we have a lot of free screenings as well as summer camps.
Oh, that's cool. And it's specifically like a summertime in the park kind of thing?
It's all year round, but we specifically, yeah, we have screenings in the park, but we're also building a 3-screen theater, state-of-the-art one in downtown Healdsburg.
Oh, wow. That's awesome, Colin. Well, hey, thank you. That is an excellent tip. Thanks so much for that. We got a bunch of comments coming in. Want to get to at least some of them here. Aphrodite That's a nice name, writes, there is a free concert every summer in Santa Rosa called the Railroad Square Music Fest. It's really amazing with great local bands. This year, it's June 11th from noon to evening. Bottle Rock's in my backyard, but those tickets are pretty pricey. We're very lucky in Sonoma County and the Bay Area to have lots of free music throughout the summer. Gabe Moline, Mr. Santa Rosa, is Railroad Square one of your things on your summer calendar?
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, it's a half mile from my house. It's also where Alfred Hitchcock filmed part of Shadow of a Doubt. But the lineup just gets better and better every year, thanks to Josh Windmiller, who books that festival. It started as sort of like a folk bluegrass Americana festival, and it's really spread out into a lot of different genres. Speaking of Healdsburg, there's also the Healdsburg Jazz Festival, which is just fantastic this year. The show that I'm definitely going to is there's a tribute to Pharoah Sanders with Azar Lawrence and Gary Bartz, saxophone player who's 83 years old and who's still just completely amazing. Healdsburg Jazz is great. There's a lot of other great jazz happening. The Sun Ra Orchestra with Marshall Allen, who's 99, is going to be at the SF Jazz Center on July 20th and through the 23rd. This great saxophone player, Isaiah Collier, and the Chosen Few is going to be at the Black Cat in San Francisco in June. Also, it's on the tail end of summer, but Azu mentioned the Art and Soul Festival. I saw Roy Ayers there one year, and it was outstanding, the vibraphone player Roy Ayers. He's going to be at Yoshi's in Oakland at the beginning of September.
Azu, I do want to talk about one thing that's sort of a bummer, which is this could be the A's final season or one of the final seasons for the A's in Oakland. If you've been out there, I mean, Gabe said, you know, it's one of the things he likes to do. What's the sentiment? Does it still feel like a fun thing to do this summer?
You have 5 hours.
Yeah.
I don't know. Azu goes to A's games a lot too, and maybe she can chime in here.
Yeah.
I've been heartened by these, you know, sort of tailgate parties where you're throwing tomatoes at pictures of John Fisher. This like, you know, anti-boycott that's coming up where you're supposed to flood the stands. I think at least it's become very, very obvious what the owner's motivations are. And I just don't know how they can escape with their dignity intact after all of this. I will always go to A's games no matter what, no matter who owns them, no matter who's playing. Of course, it changes every year. It is a fantastic experience. My controversial sports opinion is that the Oakland Coliseum is the greatest ballpark in America.
That is an extremely controversial opinion.
I've been to about 23 of them all around the country. And really, there's no other ballpark like it. These giant concrete circle ballparks, they're not around anymore. I think if we give it enough time, it will become retro and cool. And that's already starting with the last dive bar, sort of movement around it. But I don't know if Azu's been to a game lately and she could talk about the atmosphere.
Gabe, I gotta say, I agree with you with that controversial opinion. I think the Coliseum is the greatest ballpark there ever is and there ever will be. I mean, you can't beat obviously all the fans that go for the right reasons to go watch the game and how fun it is. And you can't be just how easily accessible it is to get there. I mean, bar, bus, plenty of parking if you drive. You don't have that. And, of course, like the tailgating parties. I love the Coliseum so much. With the A's, you know, another controversial opinion, I kind of hope that the Coliseum board kind of kicks them to the curb. I will say that. I don't think that they deserve to be playing at the Coliseum, given how they play the city, how they did the fans. They just don't deserve to be here anymore. So, you know, if they're going to end up building in Las Vegas, then go play in Vegas now. Go find a smaller stadium to play while your big stadium is being built. I just don't think it's fair for the fans. I will most likely go to games. I mean, I don't know that I will be as invested as I was, you know, previous seasons. But I mean, of course, I'm always gonna love my Oakland A's, not the Las Vegas A's or whatever they turn out to be. So, you know, that's my controversial opinion.
Yeah. One listener writes and say, just moved to San Francisco after graduating from UC Berkeley last year, and Funcheap SF, we have Johnny Funcheap on the line, has been vital to me living here. It's the first place I go to when I want to find something for me and my friends to do, and it's been a great way for me to get involved with local events and meet new people. So there you go. Shout out for Johnny Funcheap. Another listener tweets, family-friendly fun for all is back in full swing in Oakland's Chinatown at Lincoln Summer Nights. And you heard earlier, Ozzy Santa was talking about Circus Bella. They're going to be doing a free performance there July 8th. Another listener writes, 40 years ago, my husband and I began taking our four small children to Stern Grove on Sundays for wonderful music experiences, as well as to hear the exquisite performances at Opera in the Park. Fun, free, and lovely musical afternoons with delightful guests. And now we're taking our grandchildren. Another listener wanted to shout out the San Francisco Porch Fest in the Mission District in San Francisco. It's all ages. It's all genres. It is free as well. And I think that is running. I'm not exactly sure when that's running. But we can check back in on that. Let's go to Monette in the Bay Area here. Hey, Monette.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to give a shout out to the Farm Fest that's happening at Full Belly Farm, which is in the beautiful Capay Valley, only a couple hours from San Francisco. It's a day-long event on June 17th. It's hosted by a nonprofit called Slow Money, and Bay Area Green Tours. And the whole day is on the farm, farm tours, learning about regenerative agriculture and organic farming, and meeting entrepreneurs who are in the food and agricultural business, mm-hmm. People who are starting up, and there's a catered lunch, and special speakers about a program called the Real Organic Project. So if you're into organic food farming and regenerative agriculture, this is a place to be on June 17th in Full Belly Farm.
Oh, that's awesome. Also, Full Belly Farm, an amazing farm in and of itself, just a great produce. You can see them around town, too, so that's wonderful. That's June 17th in the Capay Valley. I was hoping we'd get more, tomato festivals or things about, garlic or something. It's fascinating because they're all around us. There are these amazing agricultural areas. I mean, Pete Crooks at Diablo, how do you guys end up covering, the sort of the outlying farms and wineries and all that stuff that goes along with the Bay Area?
Well, we've got a really regularly scheduled content. In every issue, we have a big chunk of the magazine devoted to food, whether it's new restaurant openings, a guide to classic venues that are still made it through the pandemic and still going strong, mm-hmm. and then our weekly A-list newsletter that goes out to 30,000 subscribers around the East Bay. That is very up to date with happenings at farmers markets and at local farms, and so you can get content about the East Bay food scene in all of those sections in every issue of the monthly magazine, as well as the website and newsletter.
A few more comments. Jesus writes in to say, my wife, my 2.5-year-old daughter, and I started a small family tradition last summer of visiting regional, state, and national parks in and near the Bay. Me being from Mexico, my wife from Santa Barbara, and my daughter being new to the world, everything is new to us around here. I love that, Jesus. Why don't we go around the horn here, and let's start with you, Gabe. Last thing that you would say, just like one thing this summer that if, someone who's new to the Bay, what's the thing they could do that would be like, okay, now I'm in the Bay?
On July 15th at Yerba Buena Gardens, they do the Yerba Buena Gardens Music Festival. New York legend Joe Batan and La Doña from the Mission District are performing a free show outside right in Yerba Buena Gardens. It is just fantastic. That's July 15th. And Joe Batan is just an incredible Latin music legend from New York.
Absolutely.
The vibe is wonderful. It's free. Go, go, go.
Yeah. Lance Gardner, events producer with KQED. What's your, like, one thing for someone new to the Bay? They'd be like, okay, now I'm here.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Latin music. We're hosting NPR's Alt Latino here. Mm. We've got Marinero, who's going to be performing and giving an interview. And then we're going to have a dance party with Chulita Vinyl Club. So if you're new to the Bay Area, that's a great intro. And you can check out everything that we have coming up at kqed.org/live.
That's beautiful. Johnny Funcheap, what's the most Bay Area thing you can think of for a new person to do?
My goodness, there's so much stuff. The one that I think is really kind of fun is at the Chabot Space and Science Center. It's about 1,500 feet above the bay in the Oakland Hills. They don't have a free day like a lot of museums do, but they do have free telescope viewing parties every Friday and Saturday night if the weather's permitting. But the cool thing about doing it in the summer is that there's much clearer skies in the summer in Oakland, especially July and August. You get 90% clear nights. So I think that's a great way to spend a summer evening that's completely free and gaze over the entire bay.
And it's true. You go up to that place and you're just like all the families of the Bay Area, every type of family, ages, everything. It's that's a great call. Azucena, how about you?
You know, I have to kind of shout me out and talk about Culture Makers really quick. Culture Makers is the quarterly event that Oaklandside puts together. I'm the host. So every quarter, the next one is happening June 22nd. We bring the best culture makers, literally shakers and makers of Oakland, doing great things in the town. So if you're new to Oakland and you want to get to know, you know, who is making noise in Oakland, like that's obviously the event to go to. And in June, the one coming up in June, we're highlighting Oakland youth, you know, sports, activism, gun violence prevention, Oakland youth that are making a difference, and obviously kids who are the future of the town.
Are you going to have state champion Oakland Tech basketball players there?
You know it.
just checking. Pete Crooks, how about you? Last thing you'd shout out.
Well, I'm such an Oakland A's fan too, so it just warmed my heart to hear the sort of support that everybody on the show today throws out for the A's, despite all the heartbreak that we're going through. I noticed that every Tuesday night from now on, you can bring your dog to the game. It's Bark at the Park, and there's some good matchups coming on. The Yankees, Braves, and Tampa Bay Rays are on Tuesdays. And just a reminder that with these, you know, sparsely attended games, you've got a better chance than ever of catching a foul ball. And if you've ever caught a foul ball at a baseball game, it's like the greatest feeling ever experienced.
Yeah,
so
yeah. That's awesome. We have been talking about things to do around the Bay this summer. We've been joined by Pete Crooks, senior writer and editor at Diablo Magazine, Lance Gardner, events producer with KQED, Johnny Hayes, a.k.a. Johnny Funcheap, who's the founder of FuncheapSF.com and co-founder of Rush Tix, Azucena Recia, arts and community reporter with Oaklandside, and Gabe Moline, senior editor with KQED Arts and Culture. Last couple of comments. Charlotte writes in to say, if you want to learn about open water swimming, which I do, Norm Huntsey, a local water engineer, has founded a group swim off Keller Beach for 20 plus years. That's in Point Richmond. Very active group. He organizes large open water swims. Another listener shouts out the Silliman Center in Newark, which is their favorite indoor water park. This hour of Forum is produced by Blanca Torres, Jennifer Ng, Juan Carlos Lada, Lakshmi Sarah, and Grace Wan. Marlena Jackson Rotondo is our engagement producer. Judy Campbell's lead producer. Our engineers are Danny Bringer, Christopher Beal, and Brandon Willard. Our interns are Lulu Ralda and Jericho Reininger. Our vice president of news is Ethan Tovin Lindsay. And our chief content officer is Holly Kernan. You've been listening to Forum. I'm Alexis Madrigal. Stay tuned for another hour ahead with Grace Wan. Set your body free. Leave your situations at the door. So when you step inside, jump on the floor. Let's get it funk up on. Let's get funk up on. Funds for the production of KQED's Forum are provided by the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, the Generosity Foundation, the Germanicos Foundation, and the Heising Simons Foundation.
This is Barbara Leslie, President of the Oakland Port Commission. Oakland International Airport, OAK, is proud to bring you this podcast of KQED's Forum. When you're choosing your next adventure, The smart and convenient choice is to fly the East Bay Way from OAK to destinations across the USA and Mexico. And when you return home, tune in to KQED, always bringing us remarkable stories about who we are and where we live. Enjoy today's episode of Forum.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.